Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with me, myself, and I. We are doing a solo. It's me and you, Dirty Forkers. We are in this together. Guys, the chokehold that High School Musical 1 and 2 have on me. Like, I should probably watch it tonight to feel something. I think that Troy Bolton was definitely not necessarily my sexual awakening, but I really caught a vibe when I saw him for the first time in High School Musical. I remember being like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Who is that? I want a T necklace on my neck. I want his lips on mine. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we're doing a solo episode because I kind of wanted to do a proper catch up. This episode is going to be more of a life update more than anything, and just telling you where I'm at with my thoughts, with my vibe, with my life. I'm gonna be honest, I feel like really confused and like anxious and stressed. I know there's a lot of change coming up in my life, and it's like stressing me the fork out because I don't know what's gonna happen, and I'm kind of a control freak. I'm just a freak, yeah. My thoughts on the Idol tangent. I thought the Idol was way better than people on the internet thought it was. I'm on Trisha's side. Like, I thought it ate. I thought Lily Rose Depp was so good. And I, like, love an LA-related show. Like, that show is so Hollywood, so LA, so producer, agent, clout vibe. And it's, like, fun to watch. Not really fun to live. But, yeah, I'm just, like, at a point in my life. I'm 26 years old. I'm confused. I don't know what the fork I'm doing with my life. And it's been about a year and 2 months since I quit my full-time 9-to-5 job where I was a producer full-time. And before then, I had always had a job. Like, I worked retail. I worked so many different random gigs, productions, internships. Like, I was always working babysitting, nannying. I literally nannied in LA because I needed to make money. And this is the first time that I've worked for myself and have run my own schedule and run my own business, which is such a blessing and I do love. But I'm at a point right now where it's kind of scary. And, you know, to be transparent, I'm just not making as much money as I thought I would be. Like, in my head, the story I was telling myself was like, oh, you know, if I quit this full-time job, then I'll have more time to make more content, which will definitely make me grow more, which will make me more money. And I've done that a little bit, but like, I haven't done it to the extent that I expected. And there's like that side of things. And just like in today's climate, it's just different. Like, deals aren't coming in as much as they used to, because there's way more influencers out there. Our economy is not the best right now, and whatever. There's like a lot of things going on in that world. But also, on the other hand, I've always had a job and I've always worked with people and I've always been on a team. And I'm such a people person. And it's a little confusing having my job, my livelihood, my comment section, my world, my meetings, like everything is about me. And it feels fucking weird. And I think every creator is a little bit of a narcissist. So I definitely have that in me. But I don't like that it's all about me. Like, that's something I'm realizing, that I'm now a year and 2 months into this being my full-time job, is like, it's weird that it's all about me. And sometimes I'm not in the mood for it to be all about me. And I miss the sense of community that I used to have when I was working full-time. And, you know, I was on set and had coworkers and was inspired by people. I'm heavily inspired and motivated by others sometimes. Right now, just trying to figure out, like, okay, is this what I want to be doing? What am I working towards other than, like, obviously growth and growing my numbers and stuff? But, like, if I'm missing the sense of community, where can I find community elsewhere? Which for me right now has been like pickleball, hanging out with friends, going out to dinner. That's pretty much the extent of it. Events, I guess. But events like are so shallow sometimes. Like, the conversations are shallow. Like, I want to feel a community that's in the deep end. You don't want to be jumping off a diving board into the shallow end. You want to be jumping off a diving board into the deep end. And that's what I want with community. And like, I'm really sad right now because my brother just got a job in Atlanta. And oh my God, it's making me cry a little. I haven't cried about it yet. So I'm just sad because he's moving. And oh my God, why am I crying? This isn't happening. No. I'm sad about it, but I'm really happy for him. And it's a really awesome and exciting job. I'm just selfishly sad because I'm like best friends with my sibling. And it made me feel so good having a family member here. Felt like it was at home. And now, I don't know, I've just been feeling lonely. And I'm confused because I'm 26 and I'm still single. And I know a lot of people are single in 26 and I know I'm still young. I'm like spiraling because I feel a little stupid because every time I leave Los Angeles, I find like 10 boyfriends. And I don't know, there are some of my like really good friends are my age and they're getting married. And it's just a confusing age and time in your life because people are at different chapters for different reasons. And this is my chapter right now. And it's confusing to me because I'm like, I live alone. I work alone. I'm the only one from my family who lives in Los Angeles. And I know that's the case for a lot of people. And I don't want to come off as like a whining or complaining vibe. I just am telling you how I'm feeling right now. And I'll get over it and I'll be fine. But yeah, my lease is coming up on my apartment. And I'm like, should I be staying here? Is this the right career for me? I'm just questioning a lot of things, which I think is very normal, a normal spot to be in your 20s. And I feel like a lot of times on the internet, I look like I have it together and I come off as having it together. And a lot of the times I do. Like, I feel like I have my shit together a lot compared to the average, you know, 26-year-old. I'm on my bullshit a lot of the time. But right now, I kind of feel lost. And I feel like I'm in the middle of the ocean, treading some water and figuring out what direction to go in. And that's okay. and I'll figure it out. I know for a fact there's a ton of other people in their 20s that feel lonely and like they're in the middle of the ocean and don't know which direction to swim in life right now. And that's okay. And I keep trying to tell myself that the fun is in not knowing. And I will be fine. And I'm taking this opportunity of stress and anxiety and loneliness to really get to know myself, really do whatever the fork I want, because I'm the only person that I have to consider in my life right now. And, you know, one day I'm going to have to consider my husband's opinions, my kids' opinions, my dog's opinion, like whatever, like my future boss or future production or future co-host's opinion. Like right now, I'm trying to turn my lemon into lemonade, which is me not knowing what the fork I'm doing with life. I'm just confused, like, if I'm being honest. And I mean, what mid-20-year-old isn't confused? My first 3 years living in LA were like some of the hardest years of my life, just because I literally knew no one and I was like so fucking lonely. And I'm like way less lonely right now than I was then, which I'm grateful for and I don't take for granted. But I got my full-time job and I felt really secure because I felt like I was at the perfect spot for that time in my life. And the reality is like wherever I am in life right now is the perfect spot of where I'm supposed to be. Like, I do believe that. But right now, in the midst of it all, it doesn't feel like that. And it feels confusing. And I'm just like questioning it all. I'm like, should I be living here? Should I be paying this much in rent? Should I be moving to a different state? Should I be dating somewhere else? Like, I don't know. I feel like my chapter at my apartment and at some things in my life is closing and other doors are going to be opening. And I'm excited for that. But right now I'm scared and I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't know really what's going on in a lot of things. I wish I could be like more clear. I trust that the universe, God, whatever you believe in, has my back. And I'm doing everything I can to take it day by day. And that's like all you can do sometimes is take it day by day and play with the cards that you're dealt. Because if you're anything like me and you are confused and go to worst case scenario and spiral like I do sometimes, that like literally does nothing for anyone. And just because you don't know or feel out of the loop in life right now doesn't mean that it's the worst case scenario that you're imagining. Like, sometimes it does bring me peace picturing the worst case scenario, because I'm like, okay, like the odds of that happening are so forking slim. And even if that were to happen, like I would still be okay. But it also really doesn't do any good, because you're just making up stories and scenarios in your head that like don't even exist. Like, they're not even real. So why are you spiraling about something that doesn't even exist? Does that make sense? And I'm talking to myself right now. But the one thing I will say that I feel like is keeping me on track and providing a lot of structure in my non-structure working for myself life is 75 Hard. And I wanted to do an update on, you know, where I'm at with that, which I am in the 50s right now, like day 50 something. I don't know the exact day. But I'm in the 50s, which is crazy, out of 75. So I don't have that many days left. And I'm not even kidding you guys. Like, I'm a little bit sad that it's ending. Like, I'm also excited because then I don't have to do the full 2 workouts and do the whole 9 yards, like, every single day. But the structure that it has provided me, I have really enjoyed. And it makes me do things I wouldn't normally do. And that's why I love a challenge, especially documenting it on TikTok. Deadass, you guys, if I wasn't documenting the 75 Hard Challenge on TikTok, there is literally no way that I would finish it, because it holds me freaking accountable knowing that you guys are going to be like, where the fork is the video if I don't upload the next day? And the only reason I wouldn't upload is if I didn't get my shit done. So it motivates me. I'm like, fork, I have to get a workout in so I can film it so I can upload it tomorrow. So I highly recommend, if you're going to start 75 Hard, whether it's like sending a friend a photo of you every day or documenting it all and like uploading vlogs on TikTok, like, I definitely recommend documenting it in some way, shape, or form, because that in itself holds you accountable. And it's really made me want to embrace more challenges. Like, I saw my friend Bria Jones that has been on this podcast before. You guys should definitely listen to her episode. I forking love Bria. She started a series on her TikTok, and it's her cutting out sugar for 30 days, and she just wants to see what happens, and it's all added sugars. So I'm pretty sure she can still eat, like, fruit and stuff, like natural sugars. And that's something I kind of want to try next because, I don't know, I like challenging myself in, like, putting myself in uncomfortable positions that I otherwise wouldn't put myself in. And the fact that I'm documenting it and, like, putting it on the internet is what truly holds me accountable, because I will not hold myself accountable for all 30 days. I can hold myself accountable for, like, a week, but I know me. I'm going to cheat. I'm going to see the chocolate covered raisins or the sour strips or whatever the fork it is that's in my cabinet and be like, oh my gosh, I want this added sugar. Like, no one's going to see me eat it. But if I'm documenting it on TikTok, I'll either eat it and be real with y'all or stick to my challenge. And that could be anything. Like, I know one of my friends, Maggie McDonald, one time did a 30-day challenge where she got fully dressed for the day. And, you know, I know other friends that have done, like, a reading challenge where they've tried to do, like, 5 books in a month or whatever the challenge is. I challenge you guys to start a challenge because it has really provided me with a lot of structure and accountability that I haven't had in a while for myself. And I've really enjoyed it. And the thing I've enjoyed the most, truly, is documenting it all on TikTok because y'all hold me accountable. And I'm really grateful for you guys. And I'm grateful for you guys watching my vlogs because it motivates me the next day. Like, I just saw a comment today and it was like, I love watching these vlogs. Like, I'm sad this is going to be over. And I was like, oh my God, that's my motivation for today. Because I'm human. And sometimes I'm not in the mood to film or do the second workout or do the reading or go the extra mile. And sometimes I need the encouragement from an outside source, which just so happens to be you guys sometimes. So I appreciate the kind words, the comments, and you simply watching my 75 hard vlogs because it makes me really happy and motivates me, truly. You guys motivate me a ton. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those, like, lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Circling back to feeling lonely, thank God I have you guys as a community. You know what I mean? Like the Dirty Forkers, like we're in this together with life. And I just want you to drop below in the comments. Like, I would love to hear where you guys are at in life. Like, if you're comfortable, like, share your age and, like, you know, what are you stressed out about or what are you looking forward to? And I don't know, maybe it's like all the bachelorettes and like weddings that I'm invited to. And I'm like spending a lot of money on things that have nothing to do with me. Like, I'm happy for my friends and I want to celebrate them, but it just feels like a lot. And maybe this is a part of me like that's deep down, I guess, jealous or like insecure about the fact that like I literally am so single and some of my friends are getting married and I'm so happy for them. Truly, like, I'm so happy for them. I love their husbands and I'm really excited to celebrate them. I can't help but feel discouraged sometimes when it's like, holy shit, they're literally getting married and I'm literally so single. And like Hinge is recommending me the most god awful people in the world, like in my algorithm. Like, that's discouraging. At the end of the day, blame it on Hinge. I just want to be in the algorithm that's good. Like, that's all I'm asking for at this point. So I would love to know, where are you guys at in life right now? Comment down below if you're watching on YouTube. I would love to know how old you are and where you're at in life right now. Or you can DM me and we can chat about it on Instagram or TikTok. I love chatting with you guys. And also, if you haven't followed me on either of those yet, I definitely recommend and would appreciate it. I'm posting like 3 to 5 times a day on TikTok. And I've been obsessed with TikTok lately. Like, it is so fucking fun. And I'm back on my YouTube grind. So definitely subscribe to my personal YouTube channel. I've been uploading vlogs. Speaking of TikTok, though, one of my favorite creators that I just discovered on TikTok, her name's Tony Bravo. Is that not the sickest name ever? Tony Bravo. Like, it literally sounds like a celebrity name. Anyway, you're hearing it here first. She is coming on Making Moves soon, which I'm so fucking excited about. I am obsessed with her. She's like my favorite content creator right now. Anyway, Tony Bravo, my new internet bestie, has been doing this thing on TikTok where she does a weekly report. It's basically an acronym for what you're reading, eating, playing, obsessing over, recommending, and treating yourself to. And you can change the words with whatever starts with that letter. So for instance, the E in report that Tony did was eating, but I could exchange that for exercising and we'll talk about it. But you'll get the vibe when we get started. So the first letter is R, and that's going to be reading for me in my weekly report. And kind of wanted to give you an update on just like where I'm at and what I'm reading. So I just finished the book, I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy. Holy shit. I did not realize like how sad and fucked up that book is. Like, it was so interesting listening to it because there's like a point where, spoiler alert, Jeanette cries in the book as she's like reading it and she reads her words, which is, I think, always cool when the author, especially like if they're a celebrity or like, you know, someone we grew up watching, reads their book, because it just like feels so much more personal. But that book was like honestly a little hard to listen to just because it was so sad, but not in a way that I expected. I don't really know how to describe it, but I do recommend listening to it because it made me really grateful for the way I was raised and like the shit that she had to deal with growing up. Like, I cannot even begin to imagine like the fact that she is like doing life today. I'm like, I have nothing to complain about. So yeah, I definitely enjoyed reading that book or finishing it. Like, I feel like it was very insightful and it gave you kind of a peek into the world of, you know, that classic Nickelodeon child star fame type thing, but also like having a parental figure that verbally and physically abuses you. Like, I feel like she dove into so many aspects of her life that it made me feel grateful for the life that I have. And I really admire the fuck out of her, how she has persevered through life, because she has had quite a few obstacles in her life that have been, I'm sure, really hard to deal with. And I don't know, it just made me have a lot of gratitude after listening to it. But some of the parts in the book were like a little uncomfortable or just sad to listen to. But I do think it's worth the read or worth the listen. It's like, it's fucking crazy. Anyway, the other book that I'm currently reading and I'm about to finish is called Who Moved My Cheese, which sounds insane. I would say it's a pretty dated book. I'll just say this. The cover of it, it needs to be Gen Z-ified. It needs a new graphic designer, if you will. Whoever is designing the poppy cans needs to design Who Moved My Cheese, the book cover, because it doesn't jump out at you on the shelf. It's giving like medical book that you would never want to read. Anyway, I was recommended it by a friend, and it's a really good book. The reason I like it is because it's all about essentially life throwing you lemons and embracing change and like how you can deal with certain things in life when they're presented to you. And it's this whole analogy on two mice and two really small people that are like the size of mice in a maze. And basically there's cheese that they're trying to find. And it's this whole analogy of how they would go about getting the cheese. I feel like I'm being very vague right now, but you just have to listen to the book. Right now, I'm loving it. I feel like it's one of those books that I'm going to have to re-listen to, and I'll like gain like a whole new perspective from it or learn something brand new by listening to it a second time. It feels very timely for me to listen to right now where I'm at in life, just because I am confused and I don't know what the fork is going on. And here's the thing is I do want to say, which I feel like you guys know this, but like me being an internet person, I need to be forking real. And like, I'm fine. Like, I am so lucky. The life I live is beyond privileged, beyond lucky, beyond awesome in a lot of areas. And I really have nothing to complain about. But the reality is I do feel confused. And I'm just questioning, like, am I doing the right thing? Am I in the right career? Am I in the right city? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? That's totally a normal feeling that I'm allowed to feel. But I want y'all to know, like, I realize I'm lucky and I'm beyond privileged to be in the position I'm in. And like, there's way bigger things to be worried about. I feel like we're at the stage in the relationship, Dirty Forkers, where it's like, y'all know and expect that from me. But I do need to disclaim that. But Who Moved My Cheese is a book that feels very timely. And it feels like one of those books that I don't know why. I have a gut feeling it's going to be one of those that I'm like, one day I'm like, that book changed my life. You know how people talk about The Alchemist, which The Alchemist did not relate to me the way it does some people. I think it resonates more with men than it does women. I'll just say that. But people like go crazy for the book The Alchemist. And I feel like Who Moved My Cheese gives me that energy. And it makes sense because I love cheese. You know, I love a Gruyere. I love a Swiss cheese. I love a brie. Anything about cheese, I typically love. And I'm not lactose intolerant. Thank God. Does it make me bloated? Like, yeah, but who moved my cheese? Who moved my cheese sounds like something I would say. Like, who the fork moved my brie? Who the fork moved my sharp cheddar? My Gouda. Let's move on to the E in report, which is, I'm going to say eating and exercising. I just had the best lunch. You guys need to try it. Basically, I've been trying to get more nutrients in, so I made, I'm just going to call it slop. It sounds appetizing, I'm sure. But basically, I made ground turkey, and then I added pasta sauce to it, and I added like onion, peppers, cheese, I don't know, a bunch of other random veggies. I also had like celery and carrots on the side with hummus. And I just put that in a bowl, and it was so forking good, and I can't wait to hyperfixate on it for the next couple of weeks. But I feel like it was packed with protein and nutrients, and that's something I'm trying to get better at because I'll be honest, I've been slacking in the diet department. Like, I've just been eating whatever the fork I want, and it doesn't do any good for me when I restrict, and it probably doesn't do good for anyone if they restrict. That's not my story to tell, though. My story is that I really liked what I had for lunch today, and I'm going to continue doing that. And I will say one thing that has really helped me and I'm going to continue doing is when I get vegetables and I chop them up and have them in a separate container ready to just throw in things, that has helped me immensely. I feel like I used to think that I need to do the whole nine when it comes to meal prepping. And the reality is I just need to do like, I need to get up to 4, 5, 6 versus 7, 8, and 9. Like, I need to get to step 4 and 5 and then I'm Gucci flip flops. Like, you can still meal prep, but it doesn't need to be the full Nora Smith meal. Is her name Nora Smith? I don't know. The girl that I thought lived in Copenhagen but actually lives in Texas and makes like homemade Cheez-Its. It doesn't need to be that. I mean, good on her. Respect. I'm literally jealous. But for me, what's realistic is just chopping up the celery, chopping up the carrots, chopping up the bell pepper, washing and putting away the strawberries and berries, and just having it ready to go. my grab and go section in the fridge has helped me a ton. And I've been making little adult Lunchables. So I have like some fruit, some veggies, some chips, some cheese and crackers, some protein, like whatever it is I'm feeling that day. I've also been obsessed with oranges and Chomps. That's what I wrote down. Chomps as in the healthy Slim Jim dupe. Yeah, that's what I'm obsessed with right now. And then for exercise right now, I am still obsessed with F45. I also am loving Core Power Yoga and my walking pad and pickleball, which brings me to my P in the word report, which is playing. And I'm playing pickleball. And I want to be playing more pickleball. And if any of you guys live in Los Angeles and have any recommendations of where I should be playing, who I should be playing with, I haven't done this yet, but I'm not going to lie, I've really been thinking about it a lot. I really want to start a pickleball league. So let me know if any of you guys would ever want to join or at least host a tournament. And I think it could be a fun dating, like a speed dating or, you know, an activity for singles to be doing. This is what I'm picturing. In Los Angeles, I rent out a court. I make the bracket and people can enter to join. And then I, out of a hat, pull one male and one female per team. And then they have to play against each other in a tournament. And the tournament will be relatively short, like we'll play to 7 or something. And they'll randomly be playing against someone else. And then everyone is with someone new that they've never played with before. And maybe they hit it off and maybe go on a date afterwards. At least get their number. Or they can set them up with someone else. Or they can just be friends. But I think it could be a really fun thing that I don't think exists in Los Angeles yet. And I think the only person that's going to make it probably happen is me. So let me know in the comments if you guys would ever be interested in something like that. If you would want to join. If you would want to play pickleball. And I think it would be nice to have teams with a one girl and one guy, because I feel like just athleticism wise, it makes more sense and it's more fair. I don't know. The guys I typically play with are a lot better than me. So I personally would love to have a guy on my team, but also so I can flirt. Anyway, I think that would be really fun. And I've just been so obsessed with pickleball. I love that it gets shit off my mind. It's competitive. It's such a good workout. The other day I was like playing for like an hour and I burned so many calories, which isn't always the goal when I'm working out, but it's an added bonus for sure. And it's just plain old fun. Like, I feel like growing up, there were so many games that I was playing, like whether it was a video game or a computer game or a game at recess or a game in the classroom or whatever the case is. I miss the competitive nature of playing games. And so pickleball fuels my soul. Now we're on to O in my weekly report, which is obsessing. I said it earlier, but I'm going to say it again. I'm obsessing over TikTok. I just am in a TikTok content world right now. I'm grinding. I'm loving it. I really enjoy the challenge. And I like waking up every day and feeling like, oh my gosh, like today could be the day that your girl goes viral, or today could be the day that I have a lot more Dirty Forkers eyes on me. And I'm just preparing for that opportunity to arise. It's also fun seeing what resonates with others and not only what relates to you guys, but also what helps you guys. Like, I feel like the other day I filmed a video on a whim and I was talking about my favorite concealer to cover up my acne. And I was thinking about, like, holy shit, I've been using this for so long. I can't believe I haven't shared this with you guys, because y'all are literally like my besties. I was like, I can't believe I haven't shared this with my besties yet. And it made me so happy seeing people in the comments being like, oh my God, I'm going to buy this. Like, I've been struggling with acne too. And truly giving a good recommendation, like, it made me happy. I'm trying to dive into different sides of my life and figuring out how to document and upload that onto TikTok, because it's truly the platform where anything goes. Like, I'm treating it like I'm throwing darts. I'm throwing TikToks on the internet and darts at the board. Is that what it's called? The dartboard? I don't know. I don't fucking play darts. But we're seeing what strikes a bullseye. I've been obsessing over that.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. the one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Recommending. I guess I can also recommend the Tower 28 concealer. I've been really enjoying that. It's been great. What I'm going to recommend to you is the show I'm watching right now. I'm obsessed with it. It's called Nashville. I don't know if I've talked about it on here yet, but you guys, it is so forking good. It's basically like the same vibe and energy as like a Gossip Girl, a Yellowstone, like the drama of it all. But it's based in Nashville and it's based on country music and country stars. So if you're like, I don't fork with country music, I'm not a country girl or guy, I still think you should give it a watch because the drama aspect of it is so good. And especially if you like the LA Hollywood agent, behind the scenes, entourage, publicist, manager of it all, like I do. Like I love the behind the scenes Hollywood of it all. Nashville is really good at encompassing that world in the show. Like the managers play a big role. The agents are assholes in it. There's this great dynamic between the older artist and the younger artist. And they have beef for a plethora of reasons. Dating in the scene. I just feel like it captures that LA music Hollywood world, but in a country font. Here's the thing. If you like the Hollywood of it all and you love country music, this is the show for you. Trust me, I'm watching it on Hulu. I did not realize how obsessed I would be with it. My friends Kenzie and Danielle have talked about it a ton, and I was like, okay, I don't know if I'll really be into this. You guys, I'm obsessed. Like, I'm looking forward to watching it tonight. It is so forking good. The other day, my nail artist, Perla, was over at my house, and I always watch a show while I'm getting my nails done, and Perla gets to watch it too because we're like in my living room together, and Perla literally went home and watched Nashville because she was like, holy shit, this show's so good. Like, I was a few seasons in, and she was like, I need to start this from the beginning. It just is a classic, well-written drama. Is it Oscar or Emmy winning worthy? No, but like neither is Gossip Girl, and I fucking love Gossip Girl, and Gossip Girl deserves an Emmy. Like, it does. I don't make the rules, clearly, because it doesn't have an Emmy. If I made the rules, it would have an Emmy. Speaking of the Emmys, I'm really excited to watch the Oscars this weekend. Heather McMahon is hosting the E! Red Carpet, and you guys, she is E!'s best red carpet host. I pay attention to hosting because that's what I want to do. I would love to be a red carpet host for E! She forking slays. She's entertaining. She's funny. She's a great conversationalist. You can tell she actually knows her shit and she's connecting with the guest that she's interviewing. And I just cannot wait to watch her thrive. And I feel like she deserves all the success in the world. And I would love to have her on my podcast. And I'm so excited to watch her. And it makes me so happy seeing a girl boss winning. And I'm excited to watch the Oscars. The thing is with the Oscars is there's a lot of movies out there that are nominated for an Oscar. I feel like every year there's so many movies nominated for an Oscar. And I'm like, I literally have never heard of this. But like, that's because I'm a basic white girl. I'm not like a film critic. Like, I'm not on Letterboxd 24/8. That's just not me. I'm like a blockbuster film girl. Or like if the cover art is good and it's on a streaming platform that I have a subscription to, like I'll give it a go. But I'm not out here in the trenches watching indie films because they're rated highly on Letterboxd. And I feel like a lot of Oscar nominations are like that film critic vibe, and that's just not me. So that's one thing about the Oscars that is a bummer when I don't know all the nominations, because like with the Grammys, I feel like I am so immersed in Grammy nominations. I don't know why. It's funny because like I am kind of a film nerd sometimes. I guess I just said I wasn't, but like truly I am sometimes. I technically went to film school. I need to think about this more. I really need to dissect this. Or maybe I should just do a better job at studying the films that are nominated before the Oscars. Maybe that's something I can do this weekend. But yeah, I'm so excited to watch the Oscars, and I'm more excited to watch Heather McMahon and just see all the stars there. And I'm like, is Kylie going as Timothy's date? Can't wait to see that. And I think I'm going to do my own reporting on, LOL at me giving y'all the weekly report. I think I'm going to do my own reporting on my TikTok. So if you haven't followed me there, definitely do so, because I'm going to do a bunch of videos on like outfits, red carpet looks. I'm going to do my own version of Heather McMahon, but it's literally going to be Taylor's version. Oh, another thing that I'm really excited about, which isn't really in my weekly report, but I'm really excited about it. This week, I'm doing something that I've been wanting to do for so long, which is I'm doing street interviews, and I think I'm going to do it on Thursday night, which I'm a little nervous about because I've never done it. I have no idea what to expect, but I'm having two people help me, and I'm really excited that I'm doing something that kind of makes me scared because I've always wanted to do this. And I've always wanted to do like street interviews with poll questions, and I love watching those videos. So I'm like, bitch, forking do it. Like if you want to do that, like you have the ability to do that. So I'm taking the plunge, and we're going to see if it performs well or if I enjoy doing it, and I will report back on how it goes. The last letter in report is treating. And what am I treating myself to? You know what? I'm treating myself to relaxation on the weekend. I'm going to try and not work the whole weekend, which I've been doing the past couple of weeks, just because I feel like when I'm anxious, I like need to work and I need to stay busy and I need to be productive. But I'm treating myself to a coloring day or a few hours to coloring and enjoying my time with friends and not guilt tripping myself into working or editing or filming, because I don't know. That's the other weird thing about working full time for myself, is that I never clock out, and I need to train myself to clock out, because I do be clocking out at like 1 a.m., which is bad. Like I need to have a better balance there. So I'm going to treat myself to several hours this weekend where I'm not feeling guilty for not working, and I'm just having fun and enjoying my weekend. Yeah, that's my weekly report. Let me know if you guys want to see me doing more weekly reports, because this is something I could definitely do on TikTok and or the pod, and it was fun. It's like a fun little activity, especially, honestly, you guys should do this. Just write down the word report, like write it vertically, and then write out, you know, your little things for the week. It's kind of a fun exercise. I know the show is called Making Moves, and I'm all about making all the moves in life most of the time, but I hope this podcast made you feel like you don't have to be doing the absolute most all the time. And it's okay to not know what your next move is, because that's currently where I'm at. And I'm like the queen of making moves. Like that's literally the title of this show. And I'm all about doing the most and trying your best and figuring the fork out. But like sometimes you just can't. And the fun is in not knowing. That's what I'm still trying to tell myself and trying to believe when I say it out loud. And it's okay to not know what your next move is. And if you're stressed out about where you are in life, or you're confused about what you're doing and you're questioning if you're in the right phase or you're doing the right things, that is totally normal. And me being someone that I feel like is always trying to make all the moves and feels like most of the time I do have my shit together, I feel like I don't right now. I feel confused. I feel a little lost. I feel a little sad. I feel anxious. I feel stressed. And that's okay. I'm human, and we're all human. And everybody makes mistakes. Everyone has those days. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. And I can't like help. I've like quoted so many Disney things and like Nickelodeon things. I need to relax. But all that to say is that it's okay if you don't have it all figured out. Take it day by day. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing the best I can with the resources I have at this moment in time. And I'm going to try and not be anxious and stress out about the future because I don't have that type of control. If I did, you best believe I would take advantage of it, but I don't have that control. And it's all going to work out the way it's supposed to work out. And I really do believe that. I know that. And when it's weird because when I give my friends advice, I'm like, that's what I tell them. I'm like, whatever happens is going to happen for you, not to you. And we're all lucky girls. And things do happen for us because we deserve an awesome life. And it doesn't mean that we're not going to be confused along the way. Like sometimes awesome things can come from confusion or big changes in your life. And I'm just trying to embrace the stress and the confusion and the not knowing, because me not knowing means that it's hopefully bigger and better, or going to prepare me for something bigger and better down the road. And if not, it's going to be a huge lesson or stepping stone that I can learn from, can hopefully share so that you guys don't make the same mistakes that I will. And I've made a gazillion mistakes up until now, and I've been okay. And I will continue to make a gazillion mistakes in the future. And I've been in this position before. I've had these feelings before. I've been stressed out about the things I'm stressing over now. And it's going to be okay. We're going to get out of this little hole, I guess. And I'm grateful that you guys are giving me some grace when it comes to not having it all figured out, because sometimes I feel like I need to have it all figured out, because that's literally the title of my show, like Making Moves. And I'm like, I'm confused about what moves I'm making right now. And I want you to know that it's okay. And we're going to figure it out together. So I love you guys so much. Make sure you follow me on everything. Subscribe to this channel. If you're listening on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, subscribe there. Send this episode to a friend if you think it can resonate with them. And be sure to listen to the rest of my episodes that I've been uploading, because I've been having some awesome founders and business owners on that have really been sharing how to make all the moves in your life. I feel like they've been giving such great advice. I've been learning so much from them. And I love a podcast where I learn something new from. That's like my favorite type of podcast to listen to, where I'm like, holy shit, I just learned so much listening to that. So I definitely recommend listening to my previous episodes too, with the founders I've been having on and other content creators. And follow me on TikTok, Instagram, wherever else on the internet. You know where to find me. It's at TK's Juicy Polls. And be sure to make someone else's day this week. I know you can do it. Go the extra mile. Compliment your barista. Text an old friend. FaceTime an old friend. Go crazy. X Games mode. I love it. I love you guys so much. And I'm excited, but also nervous about what is to come. The best is yet to come. Love you guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.